This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of What's On Your Mind, live and direct from the high-tech PetroServe USA studios. Boy, PetroServe USA, the lunch special's going Friday. If you're in Valley City, exit 292 off I-94, pulled pork with gravy or chicken fettuccine. Harwood's got two sloppy joes and chips, 12th Avenue and Fargo Country Fried Steak. Their country fried steak is phenomenal. And West Main Avenue, West Fargo pulled pork sandwiches. Remember, all lunch specials come with two sides and a bun. And they're always the home of the 4 for $4. Choose your favorite single topping, personal or breakfast pizza, two fresh baked cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop or coffee for $4 every day at PetroServe USA. Visit PetroServeUSA.com for more information. Time for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Senator Kevin Cramer, Ron Ness is sitting in for Scott Hennen on What's On Your Mind.
Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to run the table the last hour with U.S. Senator Kevin Cramer. Senator, are you with us on the line this morning?
I am with you, Ron, and I noticed it's amateur hour, and all I can say is, Todd, don't let him near the board. Do not let him near the board.
Oh, rest assured, there's no ability, I think, he puts me in a cage over here.
Well, it's better than me. They put me with a telephone in a locked room, so.
I've got, we're at the world headquarters here of KFYR Studios live in Bismarck, so it's pretty quiet around here. So, Senator, beautiful August weather we've had here, and I'm glad you're home from Washington. What's your big plans for the weekend, and what's what have you been doing this week?
So that's, well, what I've been doing this week is a lot of listening and talking when necessary, dropping amendments into what we call the shell bill for the next coronavirus package that you know, hopefully we can get negotiated. At least get a starting point for negotiations maybe by the end of this week, and then prepare for going back next week for a vote should it become possible. But as everybody knows, and I'm sure we could probably get some calls on this, I think it's very possible, if not likely, that negotiations will yield nothing even through today, which will prompt President Trump to just cut ties with Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, who only have, by the way, one negotiating position, and that is they want the $3.4 trillion HEROES Act, complete with federalizing the, you know, the elections, funding all kinds of arts organizations and Harvard, and then making sure that the Green New Deal becomes law. If they don't break from that, I think we'll probably just say there's no chance, and Donald Trump will start issuing executive orders, he's given them, I think, basically till tomorrow to come up with a better negotiating strategy or position or something more hopeful. But it's my observation, Ron, and I'd, again, be interested in hearing from callers on this, that Democrats think that their best political position is to not have a deal, have continued chaos, even though the economy continues to grow, albeit slowly, it continues to grow in the right direction. Good jobs report out again today, 3 months in a row of job growth and unemployment reductions. So we're seeing a stalemate and a game of chicken, if you will, between President Trump and Speaker Pelosi, who, as you maybe know, has the proxy of every Democrat in Congress, both the House and the Senate. They've given her their proxy. We as Republicans in the Senate, the 53 of us, continue to put our fingerprints into the legislation that we're trying to get negotiated. So the plan is to stay in touch, obviously, through today, see how things are going in terms of the negotiation. And then Chris and I have grandparent duty for the weekend. So while our daughter and her husband, Rachel and Kale, are vacationing with friends in Maine, we get the three grandbabies. So that's my plan for the weekend.
Well, fortunately for you, the time with the grandkids is going to be a lot more productive than the time trying to figure out this. You know, the ability of Nancy Pelosi to porky pig up these critical bills.
How do our founding fathers feel about proxy voting? I mean, that just, especially with today's technology, it's not like you know, back in the Founding Fathers days, maybe you had to do that during a pandemic, but we've got Zoom and Teams and all the various platforms.
Amen.
Easily Amen. Get a vote in.
And they called on really adding all of this to these bills, and they just have carte blanche. So frustrating, Kevin. I understand, but you've also had the Senate has passed some pretty significant bills in the past few weeks here, and you may want to talk about those and some of the bills you sponsored. Of course, we've got some callers here. Maybe we ought to jump to Nate in Fargo and knock down a couple of these calls, and we'll get down to some of the bills that have been taking place, Kevin.
When in doubt, I always yield to the callers. I think it's
yeah, absolutely. Nate in Fargo, what's your question for Senator Kramer?
Good morning, Senator Kramer. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Nate.
The question I have is regarding North Dakota's economy and our energy sector. And I'm really glad that Ron Ness is there today because I've been waiting for him to be a guest or guest host of the show for a while now. In the state of the state that Governor Burgum gave, he wanted to give about $1.5 billion to, I believe, K-12 education, computers and stuff, so they didn't have to do a four-year college. They'd be ready to go right away. That's great. I love that. But North Dakota supplies about, or we produce about 3 billion cubic feet of natural gas per day in North Dakota. And that the equivalent of that comes to about 3 trillion BTUs a day. And that is about $9 million. A day. I don't have my numbers on me. I'm currently driving, but I did a lot of research
sure.
on this. And that $9 million turns into about $3 trillion a year for North Dakota. Now, would we be better off using that $1.5 billion to get a natural gas plant in North Dakota? Or would you rather see that go toward education?
Okay, Ron, let me start, and you can correct me. A couple of things that you consider. You're offering up sort of a binary question, which is fair and it's fine. But I think in terms of the capturing more of the natural gas and adding value to it here in North Dakota, first of all, there's a lot of that goes on. And while we're not capturing it all, for me, the preference would be to create the appropriate market incentives for private industry to invest in capturing that gas. Remembering that gas is a commodity, to your point. It's a valuable commodity. It's not a high-priced commodity, which is a little bit of the challenge for investors, but it is a commodity that has value in the marketplace, and there's everything from regulations that make it difficult to capture and to move, whether it's local pipelines or interstate pipelines or international pipelines, for that matter. The access to the markets is obviously an issue. There's opportunity galore to export more natural gas, but there's a movement to stop that from happening because nobody wants to seem to have the infrastructure at their port, if you will, to move that. There's a lot of issues here, but there's a natural profit incentive for this to take place. We as a government have to responsibly respond to that by not so much even creating incentives, so much as not creating disincentives to do that. And that would result in greater national security, more revenue than the money that you're talking about from Governor Burgum, because the revenue that would be generated from the tax base would be more than adequate to put even more money into education. And by the way, thank you for the premise of all this, I agree with. We're going to be finding different ways to educate, that's for sure. The movement has been clear for a long time, but the COVID-19 certainly has demonstrated the vulnerability of an education system that's not meeting the demands of the workplace.
Senator, I will just say that you nailed that one, and I think that's probably a great question. There's a very it's a big topic, big issue, and you know something that's going to be very appropriate during next week's Scott's Town Hall Energy meeting in Bismarck, which I think will be live on the radio, Todd. So that would be a great question for Scott to ask then. So,
thank you so much for your time this morning. I hope that you have a great weekend, and Senator Kramer, have fun with your grandchildren.
I will. Thank you, Nate.
You're welcome.
All right, let's pivot to John in Bismarck with a question for Senator.
Hey, John.
Senator Kramer, how do you justify bringing all of your staff out to North Dakota and going to Medora here recently at the taxpayers' expense when we are in a pandemic?
Well, what's the pandemic got to do with it? I mean, and to answer the question, first of all, we as a staff, you know, at least every other year, and when I was in the House, perhaps every year, try to have a staff retreat. Most of the time, what we do is we bring, in fact, all of the previous times, we brought the North Dakota staff to Washington, D.C. This time, I felt it was really important for our Washington, D.C. staff to come to North Dakota so they can see what normal looks like. Because Washington has turned into a zombie fest. It's unbelievable, that town. And I'd be
Senator, we're going to jump to a break here. But I for one, love getting those D.C. staffs to North Dakota to know what we in North Dakota are doing. So we'll be back after these messages.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
One margarita, two margarita, pick them, three, four, five.
Here's 5 o'clock somewhere.
You're right. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you by your friends at Dak Diesel. Dak Diesel in Bismarck. Give you an address here in just a second. But go to DakDiesel.com. All things diesel. Tractor, truck, get your truck roaring back to life. You can count on them for diesel vehicle maintenance, repair in Bismarck and the surrounding area on Sabre Drive, 1500 Sabre Drive, or give them a call, 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. All things diesel, 24-hour service available. open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, and of course Saturday, emergency service available at 701-258-5011. CJ and the team, always there for you to take care of your diesel needs at DACDiesel.com. Ron Ness, we're doing the weekly talk radio town hall. Senator Kevin Cramer is in for Scott Hannon on What's on Your Mind.
Senator, we got a phone lines are lit up here. I do think though we've got to go back and let you finish up that last question about bringing your staff to North Dakota. And I for one think that's part of what's wrong with Washington. You get all of these people inside the Beltway their whole life running this country from a little circle that they don't grasp what's going on. So you want to wrap that up, and then we're going to move on to Sherry in Castleton.
Sure. It's a deal. So, no, it was a great experience for my D.C. staff. Most of them, maybe half of them are from North Dakota. The other half are people that have been in D.C. a while working for committees and agencies. And it was invaluable for them. Here's what some of the things I got. First of all, we really got into the rich, deep history of meatpacking and the concentration of meatpacking. And as we deal with that same issue today and making some progress with our Department of Justice, it was really helpful in that regard. Hearing from the Theodore Roosevelt National Park Superintendent, having our people go out and see the park, and the juxtaposition between federal lands and energy development, and then, of course, the Theodore Roosevelt Library, hearing about the background. It was interesting, just a couple of days prior to that, the House passed the Senate bill that provided funding for 5 years for meeting the backlog or the deferred maintenance on our national park system that is overwhelming. And Theodore Roosevelt National Park is an important part of all of that. I can't even tell you how rich that was for our legislative staff, our policy staff, to see firsthand and hear from her firsthand. And then just to interact with people. And more than anything, Ron, what I liked was a lot of my staff came away with a better understanding of what I talk about every time I go home on weekend or come back from the weekend. And that is what liberty looks like. Because out here, to quote the guest speaker at our church last Sunday, he looked out at us, he lives in Phoenix, he said, "I love coming to North and South Dakota because you people act like you're still free." And they got to see what I mean when I say it's great to represent Normalville. No, we all need to get out there more often. And it helps them do their jobs better as they're writing correspondence, as they're writing legislation, as they're advising on policy. And as a result, because of the United States Senate, because our founders wanted to create equal representation in one of the two chambers, North Dakota gets to punch above its weight class because they have two senators just like California and New York and Florida and Texas. But their two senators have a more intimate relationship with the people of North Dakota, and I just want to make sure my staff never loses sight of that. So I was grateful to bring them out. It was a great investment to bring them out here and see Realville.
And you were referring to the Great American Outdoors Act, which will permanently fund $900 million a year for land conservation, as well as state and local parks, and the national parks, a big part of that program. And just for the record, I believe that's completely paid for with offshore oil revenues, is it not?
It is, and it's been those offshore oil revenues have been dedicated to that for a number of years, several decades. It's just that it's never been there's never been a 5-year authorization for the funding like we did in this, and so that was helpful. But it's there's sort of two issues here, and the one that I was speaking to specifically was dealing with the deferred maintenance on our national parks, because that's just good sense, good business, and the deferred maintenance on our national park system is many, many billions of dollars. And that, as you know, the deterioration of roads, the deterioration of buildings, the infrastructure, that, when you wait a year to fix something, it doesn't become cheaper the next year. It becomes much worse. And so this was a good piece of legislation that the president signed the other day. I skipped the signing ceremony to meet with some other folks, but it is now the law of the land.
Hey, let's jump to Sherry and Castle. And Sherry, we got about 2.5 minutes here, so let's rip through your question and let the senator respond.
Thank you for taking my call. Hi, Ron, and hi, Senator Cramer.
Hi, Sherry.
I just wanted to know, after the last COVID bill, we found out all the stuff that was in it, like the arts funding and stuff like that, that really had nothing to do with the COVID. And I'm wondering, the first time I've heard anything that the Democrats are proposing is when Senator Cramer just mentioned that there's stuff in there for the arts. They're quite a bit higher in funding requests than what the Republicans are, and I'm just wondering why there's nothing out there where the people can look at what both sides are proposing and why there's such a disagreement on the amount.
Yeah. So, this is, Sherry, great point. So the Democratic proposal is $3.4 trillion. The Republican proposal is $1 trillion, and many Republicans think that's a trillion too much. Some of these other things, and by the way, just to make sure everyone knows, Republicans aren't pure in all of this. In the first package, a lot of that was known, but it was part of the negotiation to get something done in the crisis and the urgency of the moment. We now have the advantage of time and experience with the first. And by the way, there's still about $1 trillion or $1.5 trillion of unspent money from the CARES Act. That becomes important when the president starts doing executive orders. In our bill, even in the bill that will never see the light of day, but the one that was introduced, there's some things in there for the Pentagon and things that I don't think need to be in there and shouldn't be in there. And so what we're focused on now is COVID-only issues. So getting kids back to school, there's $70 billion for that. Hitting the virus head-on, so there's a lot of money for testing, as well as continued research and development of a vaccine and treatments. And then jobs, and so things like an enhanced paycheck protection program, a much more modest unemployment insurance. Remember, the Democrats want to continue the $600 on top of the $529 North Dakotans already get for people unemployed. And we want a more modest approach to that. So a lot of the dollars, in fact, fully a third of the $3.4 trillion the Democrats have put up, fully one third of it has nothing to do with COVID-19. I think we should keep it as pure as we can keep it, focus only on the economic and healthcare and education challenges of COVID-19, and we can keep it at $1 trillion, which, by the way, used to be a hard number to even say. I used to stutter when I said $1 trillion. Now it just rolls off the lips a little too easily. But we do need to get to the other side of this, and then we have to attack the overall budget challenge.
Senator, based upon the text responses from our listeners today, I think that the text responders would agree with you, and it might be a good question for a poll, Todd, in terms of adding all of these additional items to this COVID bill. So going forward, so when we come back, we're going to visit with Ryan in Aberdeen, Fred in Wing, and Jeff in Jamestown, and Senator, we've got a lot more questions for you. So let's get ready for the last half hour of What's on Your Mind. We'll be back after these messages.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or you can text into 701-226-8503. The Talk Radio Town Hall, Senator Kevin Cramer. More on the way on What's on Your Mind. Stand by.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
1.8 million jobs added to the U.S. economy in July. That's according to the just-released federal government jobs report for last month. It's a pullback from the gains of May and June, and many say evidence the resurgent coronavirus is stalling hiring and slowing an economic rebound. Mark Zandi is senior economist with Moody's Analytics. He says while it was better than he and other analysts expected, that pullback could happen over the next few months, as many states consider reversing crossing course when it comes to reopening.
The virus has re-intensified in the last 4, 6, 8 weeks. We've had some states backtrack on their reopening, some pause, and I expected that that would show up in weaker job gains than we actually got.
The unemployment rate fell to 10.2% last month, nearly a full point lower than the month before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Mama's graves. Standing 28 before the hour. And so Scott's off today. Kevin's off the rest of the day. Ron Ness is the only guy here.
Well,
Senator Kevin Cramer.
That's not true, Todd. You know that.
Well, it's all up to you now.
I'd be sitting on the Sink hall without
swim,
you running all the buttons
up to you
here.
Now.
So, Senator, we're going to move to Fred and Wing. We got lit up with calls. So, Fred, let's rip through these questions and get everybody a chance to ask Senator Cramer their questions. Fred, are you with us?
Yes, thank you, Ron, and thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Fred.
I am kind of impressed that when you talk, it's not that elite ease that we hear from some of our officials. That's a new language that's taken over since the COVID came in, where they talk about 15 floors above where I'm standing and can't even understand a word they're saying. So thank you for talking plainly. Both of you, both the oil industry and the government seems to have that language as their main language nowadays. But I heard something about the tort reform out in Idaho. They're really worried about when people go back to school, college and high school, that not only will they be sued by parents if their kids catch it in school, if they send them back, but they're worried about the suing factor by the actual people who are in the teachers union if they catch it from the children. So they're going back to the legislature. They're going to have special session there, I heard. And they're going to say you can't sue when we go back. Is that possible to do that in North Dakota? I know it will never happen nationally, sir, but I bet it could happen here.
So Fred, you raise a very fundamental problem that we have with all of this. If we provide all the right market incentives, provide all the extra capital, liquidity in the markets, all of the things that are important to reopening the economy, and by the way, not paying people to not work, not paying people more to not work than to work, there still is this issue of liability. Let me give you one example. There is a university system, I think it's either North Carolina or South Carolina, that is being sued by 3 co-eds that a law firm found for mental anguish as a result of not being able to stay in their dorm because of COVID-19. There are thousands of frivolous lawsuits already in the works to go against anybody, any school, any university, any healthcare facility, doctors, employers. And remember, we have essential workers, right? So a grocery store chain. I got a letter from a Dickinson convenience store owner just yesterday talking about how they're forced to be open. They're doing their very best to, keep everybody safe, doing all of the things required of them, things they don't get paid to do, by the way, plexiglass and extra cleaners and, dots on the floor and all these things. And still they're subject to frivolous lawsuits by overanxious Democratic lawyers because they are, that lobby is very, very important to the Democrats. Tort is usually it is a state's issue. States can do that. We're trying to get that into our law. It's one of the sticking points between us and the Democrats.
Fred, I think great question. I think you are spot on. And Senator, the next CARES Act funding has to have something in order for employers to have some sense of, you know, bringing people back to work and not being at risk, because it is a serious issue. So we're going to jump over to Jeff in Jamestown. Jeff, you have a question for Senator Kramer?
Hi, Jeff.
That's a fucking job, too.
All right. Well, we'll don't think Jeff is listening on his phone. Grab another one.
All right. Ryan in Aberdeen. How about Ryan, what do you got for Congress Senator Kramer?
Well, thank you, fellas, and thank you, Senator, considering that I'm not technically one of your constituents. Thank you. Thank you for this gracious opportunity to talk with you. I didn't really have a question so much as a statement. I'm a little surprised myself. I'm normally among the last people you would find defending politicians or political prerogatives. But we're talking about in D.C., spending trillions of dollars, a trillion being a million, numbers that most of us can't even fathom, relate to. So I don't find it all that big of a deal that Senator Kramer is taking his staff on retreat back home to North Dakota. I think if you're going to worry about frivolous spending, pay attention to what's going on in D.C. first.
No, I appreciate you saying that. And just so people know, at the end of the fiscal year, I'm going to turn back about $800,000 of my budget. So we run a pretty lean shop with fewer employees than most, if not every other Senate shop. And so I prefer to do these things. But that said, to the trillion-dollar point, the multi-trillion-dollar point, we really are in a tough spot where we're borrowing money, of course, to build a bridge to the other side of this virus and economic downturn, so that when we come out of it, we're ready to hit the ground running. And I think that's happening, but we have to have the broader discussion afterwards about how we pay for all of this and the major budget reforms it's going to take. And I think we can do that in a bipartisan fashion after we save the economy, hopefully.
We're going to move on to Tom in Wishick, home of the Wishick sausage, of course. So, Tom, you got a comment regarding the presidential library.
Yes, I was going to say, could North Dakota use that money to reduce taxes and help the schools out instead of spending, I think it's billions of dollars for that library, and then somebody told me it's going to cost extra lot of dollars just the people to go in and see it. Well, just like the Cowboy Museum out there, this one guy told me he's going to take his family there. Well, it would have cost $150, and he says there's no way he could afford that. So I'm just wondering, why can't you give that money to the schools and reduce taxes instead of spending all that money to me, which is wasted?
Yeah. So the presidential library is of course, a state-funded issue, along with a lot of private dollars that are being leveraged with the state money. And Ron, you could speak to this probably better than I can. It's more of a state project than a federal project, although the National Park is a federal park, obviously. It's named after Theodore Roosevelt's anchor there, and it's why that location or that area has been chosen. But, the legacy fund, which is constitutional, you can oppose it and or love it. It's too late. It passed by a vote of the people in North Dakota, and it's accumulating a lot of money. From a purely philosophical standpoint, if I had my way, in whether it's in Wishick or Bismarck or Fargo, I'd prefer any excess dollars to the Treasury to go back to the people in the form of tax relief. That said, we are very blessed to have an oil and gas industry that provides a lot of jobs, a lot of opportunity, a lot of new business creation, as well as a lot of revenue. And so that's where that money comes from. And, so I don't quibble with it. I think that given the circumstance, given the money source, I am a big fan of the Presidential Library. I prefer to go big rather than to go small. And frankly, the money that's coming out of, you know, that fund paid into by the oil and gas industry could be a lot worse spent than on a library commemorating the great conservationists and bringing more people to North Dakota.
Thanks, Senator. And we'll jump along to another comment here, but I think the $50 million of state funding actually was just put into the Bank of North Dakota, and it's essentially just an endowment fund to ensure that there's funds there to ensure that the operations continue forward. I think leveraged against, I believe the number is $100 million of private investment on top of course, what the federal endowment fund for presidential libraries provides in addition to that. So Ian in Carrington, you got a question for Senator Kramer?
Yeah, I have a question. What do you think about the Democrats denying about the riders and saying the riders are a myth or whatever?
That the riders are a myth? Are you talking about the policy riders in their COVID package?
Like the ones that have been rioting and then rummaging through like the cities.
Oh, rioters.
Rioters. Yeah.
Riots versus peaceful protests, I think, is the question, Senator.
Yeah, well, they're losing that argument. They've been sticking to it for a long time, but now you have Democratic governors, Democratic mayors seeking the very thing that they rejected. And I think you've seen police chiefs of these cities saying they can no longer support their mayor's positions. And now you're also seeing hundreds in major cities, in fact, 200 early retirements of police officers in Minneapolis. So these wacky places like Minneapolis and Portland and Seattle, you are now seeing that argument lose ground for good reason. Personal security and safety is the highest priority of the vast majority of voters in this country. And I just think it's a loser for Democrats. They've gone down the wrong path. And we have a law and order president. And I think that at the end of the day, it's just right now, I think it's the strongest political position.
Well, and I think Congressman Armstrong nailed that one when he asked Attorney General Barr, if it's a peaceful protest, why did you have to negotiate a ceasefire in the middle of the night in Portland? So,
fair question.
Not too many peaceful protests have to settle
ceasefire.
Ceasefire. So.
You also don't have too many peaceful protests in Portland or Seattle or whatever.
Exactly. So Blake and Bismarck, we're up against a break here, so run your question at us quickly.
My question is, you know, when I used to argue with my Democratic friends about spending programs and this and that, I would always say, well, you know, we have to take care of the national debt and the steady thing. Well, now, you know, we have $10 trillion in the Obama stimulus. Now we have $3 trillion for the last stimulus year. Now another $1 or $3 trillion. It's like talking trillions here. Just it seems like it's all funny money, monopoly money. And if that's the case, then why shouldn't we give people $1,000 a month like Andrew Yang wanted? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, one of the challenges to that is, this could get complicated, but there is the larger economy in general that I know it's hard sometimes to watch trying to piece that together, whether it's, for example, $25 billion for airlines. We all know, you know, there's hundreds of thousands of jobs in the airline industry. So, yeah, you know, and by the way, it moves up products, goods, services, human beings all over the world. There's a long argument about it. What we need to do is get our economy open again so it doesn't require government stimulus. Create the right regulatory and legal and tax regime so you don't need all of this stimulus.
Okay, we're gonna jump to a break here, Senator. We've got lines are still full, so we'll be back to finish up the call.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month, or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Dubuque, GMC.com, the red, white, and you. Sale is going on right now. You can save on one of the largest pre-owned inventories in the area. Brand new, darn near, Enclave, Acadia, Yukon, Silverado, Equinox, Malibu, or Cruze. New shipments, fresh trades arriving daily. You're sure to find a vehicle to fit your lifestyle. Some with very low miles. All with a lifetime warranty. Shop your used car superstore and find yours. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com. It's What's in Your Mind. Ron Ness in for Scott Hanna today.
We continue our questions for Senator Kramer with calls across the state and the region today, which is just fantastic. We're going to move quickly to Larry in Jamestown.
Hey, Larry, what's on your mind?
Well, good. Say, I'd like to thank
Maybe not much.
Kramer.
All right, we're going to move to Dana in Bismarck.
I can hear him.
Dana, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everyone.
There we go.
Morning. Senator Kramer. This COVID thing was caused by a shutdown by the government, so I got a few questions, like when are they going to give us notice on forgiveness of the PPPs? And they're talking about giving the help to the frontline workers. Well, the frontline workers, since this has happened, their 401s have been cut by about 30%. And the ones that are getting aid, are they pick and choose who gets it. And also the unemployment. I want you to do this. Why don't you and your wife live on $3,688 a month? We don't care what your bills are. You try it.
So, a couple of things. First of all, in North Dakota, the amount that you get is $1,129 a week. And second of all,
yeah,
the goal is to get those to get the economy back open so that nobody needs to be on unemployment except people that absolutely have to be and most likely on some other program that's appropriate for that. So the goal is always to create the right incentives for places and for people to work. With regard, your opening point though is really an important one, and I appreciate it because this is the thing we always have to keep in mind. Yes. The point we always have to keep in mind is that the government forced this economy down, and it's not the fault of the job creators or the workers, which is why aid is so important.
Sir?
Yep.
Are you ready to hear my idea on how I'd change it yet, or do you still think...
I'm all for it. Let's hear it.
You know, let's make it quick. We got other callers waiting.
Let's hear it.
No, I'd like you to give me enough time on the show with you there listening so I can explain it in detail and take questions so whatever questions people have I can answer how they would be taken care of.
All right, Dana, we'll get to you at a future show then. Let's move to Wes and Hazen.
Yes, I want some clarification here. I'm going to read you a portion. The bill would ensure $900 million each year to go to the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which already receives $900 million annually from federal fees for offshore oil and gas drilling. Congress, though, in the past, has been willing to spend the full share of the fund. The legislation would mandate it. Now, what I'm talking about is what was passed is the Great American Outdoors Act.
Correct.
In the enabling legislation, the House and the Senate have mandated that $1.8 billion be spent and basically be spent for land acquisition. My question is, it looks like the National Park Service, federal recreation areas are probably the most mismanaged if they've got this huge backlog of needs, maintenance needs. Why did the Senate essentially give bureaucrats the ability to acquire more federal land when they can't take care of what they've got already? And I'm concerned about North Dakota because when you look at the issues with our energy and the acquired federal land and almost the impossibility to be able to extract those resources, why are we giving bureaucrats sitting in Washington, D.C. the ability to acquire more federal land and create more problems in the state of North Dakota?
Sure. So,
and it's mandated. Congress has given away its ability.
Good question, Wes.
It's actually not mandated. The $900 million is what's collected. It's just never always been appropriated. So what this does is it appropriates it, multiple years. So it's a regular stream. It's the same money. It's no more. It's not from any different source. With regard to land acquisition, that doesn't change much. Congress still has the final say. There's still a process for if there's a land acquisition necessary or a land swap or whatever the case might be. There continues to be the congressional oversight of that and the ultimate say. So there's been a lot of misinformation out there somewhat on purpose. There are these guardrails in place specifically to avoid what you're talking about. With regard to the mismanagement leading to the backlog or the deferred maintenance, that mismanagement is a result of not having the resources to do it because you look at a leaky roof, for example, in the North Unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park or a highway that's breaking up, and you look at it and go, can we get by for one more year? Sure we can, so we don't fund it enough. And then, of course, the next year, instead of it being a little worse, it's devastated and it becomes an emergency. There's actually savings in managing on time, as it is with
any. Hey, Senator, let's jump to Larry in Jamestown.
Yep.
He's been very patient.
Real quick, Larry, sorry about
Larry, you got a quick shot here.
Hey, I'd like to thank Kevin Cramer for Senator Cramer for doing a great job for us.
Thanks, man.
Well, that's pretty quick and well-funded, so well-rounded comments. So, Kevin, thanks for answering all these questions today. Thanks for all the great listeners for providing all those questions. And everyone have a great, safe weekend. Scott, we'll be back on Monday with What's on Your Mind.
I hope. Never know. Have a great weekend, folks.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.